Temple, I know there's a lot of things you talked about, but one thing that you brought up I thought was interesting. Calm animals, you said, are a lot easier to handle, and you've really come across that with your work, haven't you?
Well, yes. If cattle get all agitated and excited, it takes 20 minutes for them to calm back down. So the secret is don't get them excited in the first place. Calm animals are easier to handle. When cattle get agitated, they stick together, much, much harder to sort. And how can you tell when animals are getting agitated? You can see the whites of their eyes showing. If they're in a chute, they're switching their tails. Want to have you working with calm animals.
And when you're working with them, some of the simple basic things, like one of them, remove any distractions.
Well, that's right. You know, if cattle stop and refuse to go through a chute, find the distraction that's making them balk. It could be a chain hanging down, a coat on a fence, a vehicle parked next to the chute. It could be a metal strut that holds the chute together, then cover that up with dirt. It could be a puddle. It could be a paper cup. You know, they tend to notice visual detail that we tend to not pay attention to. And if you get the distractions out of your facility, then the cattle are going to walk through it easily.
And you talk about their flight zone. Explain that a little bit. How important is that?
Well, if you have a tame, 4-H steer, he's got no flight zone at all. Most cattle have some flight zone. So if you have an animal rearing up in the chute and getting all excited, it's because you're in his flight zone. Back off. And I describe these things in a lot of detail in my book, Humane Livestock Handling. You can order Humane Livestock Handling online at Amazon or some other book site. Also, people need to understand some of the movement patterns. Like a really clever way to get cattle to go forward in a chute is to walk back in the opposite direction of desired movement. Now, that seems kind of counterintuitive, but it works. You quickly walk back by them, and as you pass the shoulder, as you walk back by them in the chute, they go forward. And then when you return, go outside the flight zone. Inside the flight zone in the opposite direction of desired movement, outside the flight zone in the same direction as desired movement.
And that all goes in line with what you said, too. Animals are sensory, right?
Animals are sensory-based. And animals can get very specific fears. You know, like, for example, if cattle have only been handled on a horse, they may freak out and panic when they see that first man on foot. See, a man on a horse, man on foot, two totally different things. It's important to get cattle trained to both. Okay, how about gaiters and four-wheelers? Make sure that when you first introduce that, it's good. Because if you scare them with it, they're going to be afraid of it. You know, just bring it out onto the pasture and let the cattle come up and approach it. Oftentimes people say to me, my steer was fine at home. He went berserk at the show. Well, you better get him used to flags, bikes, and balloons long before you go to a show. And the best way to do that is decorate the pasture with flags and let your animal walk up to it and explore them on its own.
You kind of show that in one of your slide presentations, exploring on your own. You laid a clipboard out in the middle of the pasture, and they did do just that.
Oh, yeah. You can put a clipboard out in the middle of the pasture. You can put a box out in the middle of the pasture. All the cows are going to come up to it. Now, when the paper flipped on the clipboard, then it scared them away. But then when the paper got still, they came back again. See, they're kind of curiously afraid. You see, the thing about something new is both scary and attractive. It is attractive when the animals voluntarily approach. It's scary if you suddenly just shove it in their face.
Bottom line to all this, though, is be observant. See what's going on.
Well, that's right. And then also, I think cattle handling is getting a lot better. You know, my student, Ruth Woolley, did a survey in Colorado and Nebraska in 20 feet yards, and the 19 out of 20 feed yards were using electric prod on less than 5% of the cattle. That's doing really super good compared to the bad old days.
But with some of the places you go, there's still, as you say, a little job security. Not everybody's doing everything right still yet.
Well, I find I still have to work on taking the distractions out. I don't know how many places I go to and there's still a chain hanging down right in the entrance to the chute. Another little key is cattle often balk at the backstop gate that's right where your crowd pen joins a single file. You might want to tie that backstop open or hook it up with a remote control rope. So after the cattle walk in, drop it down. Also, use following behavior. Wait until there's room in your single file, then you fill the crowd pen, and the animals will then go right directly into the single file. Use that following behavior. A really simple thing you can do that will improve a lot of cattle handling facilities is have enough length in your single file so you can hold at least 5 cows. So you can bring 5 cows up, and 5 cows can walk up the chute. If it's too short, maybe only 2 cows long, you're constantly fighting cattle. Another principle is cattle want to go back to where they come from. So when I lay out a crowding tub, I lay it out in a full half circle. So as the cattle come on around the bend, they're going back to where they come from. That full half circle tub works so much better than just a little quarter circle tub.
Obviously, we could stand here and talk all day, Temple. It's exciting and interesting to listen to you. But for producers that could not be here, you do have a lot of this information on your website, right?
Yes, my website's grandin.com. It's just my last name, grandin.com. I also have a book, Humane Livestock Handling. It's got lots of corral designs, lots of diagrams on moving cattle, and you can order it from the Books-A-Million or order it online.